Hello and welcome to another edition of the Hitting the Hardwood Podcast, your home for all the latest Minnesota Lynx and WNBA news, analysis, and coverage. Thank you for tuning into another episode. I'm your host, Mitchell Hansen. And now that WNBA free agency has kind of calmed down a little bit, some of the news has kind of been a little bit quieter here as we progress throughout the offseason. It allows us to get an idea of what this Lynx team will look like, kind of dive into what this what the Lynx team will look like, what the WNBA rosters will look like as we approach March Madness, as we approach the WNBA draft. Players will continue to be signed here during training camp or leading up to training camp to round out the training camp roster. But it's been a busy offseason for the Minnesota Lynx. Obviously, they've added a trio of new faces to the team, as well as some training camp additions or training camp contract additions. Some familiar faces, some new faces as well. But it is somewhat of a new look team to build along the core that returned to the postseason last year. But on the latest episode of Hitting the Hardwood, I actually have one of those three new Minnesota Lynx players that I had mentioned here earlier that they brought in this offseason. A player that you are all familiar with, a veteran in the WNBA, and somebody who you'll get to know a lot more this offseason, a personality I think a lot of you will really enjoy, not only on the court, but her personality just in general off the court. And that is the one and only Courtney Williams. Courtney will be joining Natisha Heidemann in a new look backcourt for the Minnesota Lynx. And she will likely, take over that starting role, probably kind of a little bit of a hybrid role with Natisha Heidemann. But it was a great conversation with Courtney. I'm really appreciative that she was able to sit down with me and not only talk about the offseason, how the free agency process worked out. When she talked to Minnesota, she mentioned she talked to a few teams this offseason, but why she chose the Lynx, what she thinks that her and the Lynx can accomplish this year, and what her hopes are for the 2024 season and beyond. So without further ado, let's jump right into the podcast with Courtney Williams. Courtney, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing well. Thank you. First of all, welcome to Minnesota. It's great
Thank
to have you,
you
here
you.
And hopefully everything's going well so far in your time here so far.
For sure.
First of all, what has your time been like in Minnesota so far? What's the reception been like since you got here?
Yeah, well, I'm actually not there right now. I just came in town just to do the season ticket holder event. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually back in Charlotte. But when I came out there to do a visit, and then, like I said, just leaving there a couple days ago, I mean, it's nothing but love. Like, mm-hmm. Everything is top-notch. The love, the hospitality, everything about Minnesota has just been showing me an amazing time.
Sure. Well, good. Good. Glad to. I know I speak for a lot of people that listen to this podcast that it's great mm-hmm. to have you. I know we're all really excited when I heard the news. So it's great to have you, and looking forward to the upcoming season and years to come as well. But kind of going back, let's backtrack a little bit to at the end of last year.
Right.
You know, obviously you were going into the offseason as a free agent. What was your mindset kind of going into there? Were you kind of keeping an open mind as you were hitting the open market?
Yeah, I mean, I think I was keeping an open mind. I think, I didn't really know what to expect because I did play a completely different position last year. Mm-hmm. So I didn't really know, if teams would even look at that or look at like, oh, okay, like keep me strictly a two or kind of tap into me playing a point guard position a little bit more since I did so well at it last year. So yeah, I didn't really have many expectations going into free agency. I just was, like you said, just keeping an open mind about everything.
Mm-hmm. When did you first, I guess, talk to the Lynx, and how did kind of those talks establish throughout the offseason?
It's so crazy. They hit me right at 12 a.m., right when they could talk to me. They whole coaching staff sent me a text message and was like, we can't wait to talk to you. Like, so they definitely, from the beginning, they applied pressure and had me feeling the love. Like, right when teams was able to talk to players, their whole coaching staff hit me at 12 a.m. and was like, we can't wait to talk to you. So I think they just set the tone right away with just letting me know, like, hey, we want you. We applying pressure. So... It was always, like I said, just love from the beginning.
Yeah. Why Minnesota? What attracted you to Minnesota and what they could offer you both as a player and maybe personally as well?
I think just the legacy that Minnesota has and always has had, right? With Cheryl Reed being one of the best coaches in the world, coaching some of the best players in the world, and just being able to learn from her and her staff. I think I got a lot more growth that I could tap into, especially now playing a point guard position. And one of the first things that they said to me was that we want you to lead this team at the point guard position. So that was actually very shocking for me because it was so many point guards on the market this free agency that obviously they could have went with. So the fact that, you know, me playing a point guard position for the first time last year and for Cheryl and them to come at me and be like, we want you to be our point guard. I mean, it's a blessing, right? And I think it just let me know, like, I got a lot more work and I got a lot more potential and I got a lot more things that I could tap into. And I'm excited that I get to learn from some of the best to have ever coached and ever played this game.
I guess, you know, kind of taking a little bit of a step back, when you did go through that free agency process, how I know they reached out to you right at 12, like you said, but how fast did it go from there? How fast did the talks kind of progress?
Yeah, I mean, I talked to a couple teams after I talked to them. And then it probably maybe was like, I don't know, maybe like a week or so. Right when it was time to sign, I signed. Like, I ain't really play with it, which is crazy. I didn't even get offers from other teams, to be honest. Like, after talking to Minnesota, I felt like it just felt right. It wasn't really any question about it. So I had other conversations with other teams, but I kind of already knew that Minnesota was where I wanted to go.
What was it like? I know you mentioned, you know, those talks kind of centered around you taking over that starting role. What is it like for you to know that you're going to be coming into a situation, you kind of have your role figured out, and you know you're going to be taking over that starting spot?
I don't even know how to put it into words, right? I don't never like to step into anything thinking that a spot is solidified for me,
right?
Because you just never know, like, how training camp can go, and different things can play so many different parts in how the season may start. So I don't ever like to walk into it like, yeah, this is my spot. I'm walking into this and it's all me. Like, I like to, again, just stay coachable and go into it like I'm third, fourth string, right? Trying to get a spot. Because I think long as you keep that mentality, if I keep that mentality, it's going to keep me hungry. I don't ever want to walk into any position or any organization thinking I already got everything laid out for me. I like to keep that chip on my shoulder and stay hungry. So, yeah, I'm stepping into it like I got to fight for a spot just like everybody else.
What was your thoughts on some of the other additions? Because those happened just kind of right before you. Obviously, you got Natisha that was acquired via trade, and then Alana Smith that was also signed right before you. What are your thoughts on those additions and kind of how you can complement them as well?
I'm super hype about it. You know, I've been playing with T for a minute, so that was my rookie coming into the league. So to see her growth, to see how, you know, she's elevated her game, and I think being in this system, like I said, with just having Cheryl and all their experience, I think it's going to do nothing but elevate her game more and more, because I think, you know, she'll be able to really hoop. Like, she's going to be able to really hoop. So I'm excited for what she's going to bring out there. And Lan, playing with her last year for the first time, I tell everybody, like, her energy is just contagious. And she's one of those players where it's like, you can tell her to run through a brick wall, she's going to do it. Like, she is going to do whatever the team needs. And those are the type of players that you need on your team. So I think they were amazing additions. And I'm super excited to be able to play with the both of them again.
Yeah. Well, how about the rest of the roster? I mean, that's obviously, intriguing as well, and how you, all three of you can fit into the rest of the roster. What you talked a little bit about Cheryl, but how about the roster itself and what your thoughts are on that and the kind of the team you guys can put together?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the fact that they kept that core group and just added on pieces, I think that's always a great thing because they already got their chemistry. Now we just have to come in and adapt to what they already have built in place, right? They already have that foundation. So I think it's just us getting on board with what they already are building. So I'm excited about that. You know, I think of me and Nafisa being able to play pick and roll basketball. I think I'll make the game a lot easier for her. I think Kayla McBride, they got to respect her three-point shot, right? So, you know, having a shooter over there, and I think I'll be able to get her the ball. And having our rookies, right? Diamond, I think she had a great year, and Dorca as well, coming in and just getting more and more experience. So, like I said, I think that team already having that core group and that foundation and just kind of adding pieces onto it, I think that that is not going to do anything but elevate that team.
Mm-hmm. What do you think? I know obviously it's still early. We're not even to the to the season yet. The roster's not you know, completely figured out. But what you know, knowing what this team did last year, and then yourself coming in, the other additions coming in, what do you think that, you know, this team could accomplish in 2024?
I mean, bare minimum playoffs for sure. I think that should be an expectation, and I think having a deep run in the playoffs, I think, should be the goal. I mean, obviously, a championship, it should be everyone's goal if you're in a league, no matter what team you're on. But I think a realistic expectation, at minimum, playoffs for sure. And then I think our goal for sure should be a deep playoff run, and I think we could do it.
When it comes to yourself and you know, the style of play that you can bring to the court and just in general, what if, you know, fans aren't familiar with your game, how would you describe yourself to them to kind of get them caught up to speed on who Courtney Williams is?
I mean, I'm a high energy player, I think I'm exciting. You know, I love when the fans get into it. I love chatting it up with the fans. And I think just throughout the years, like, I've gotten smarter. So I think the high energy with the basketball IQ, and I'm my teammate's biggest cheerleader. So folks gonna see me all the time, like, cheering my team on. It don't matter what the score look like, where we at, who building we in, you're gonna always see me up, hype, turned up, making sure that everybody in the building knows who I'm with and how I'm rocking. So I think the fans can just expect a bunch of energy.
That's honestly kind of similar to Lynx fans. I know you're probably familiar with that. What do you know about Lynx fans and kind of that energy and that you know, that atmosphere that they provide to games?
I mean, I think they some of the best fans ever, right? So I'm excited. Every time I came into the building, I always talk trash with them. They used to talk trash to me, and I used to talk trash back. So I'm excited to, you know, for all us to be able to talk trash together now.
Now you can just do it in away arenas, right?
That's what I'm saying. We good now.
Absolutely. Well, to kind of round things out, I just wanted to kind of ask you a few just kind of rapid fire questions just to kind of get to know you a little bit better. But first thing is what's your favorite thing to do outside of basketball?
So I'm a day trader. So that's kind of what my days are filled with, making sure I'm in the market, showing up to the market every day, and my two little babies. I got two little dogs. I got custody of my two little cousins. So now they take a lot of my time too when they're not in school, 14 and 15. So between them, the dogs, and then the market, my days, they go by so fast.
Yeah, absolutely. What kind of dogs do you have?
I have an American Bulldog. He is so lazy. He do not like to do anything. And he's six now too, so he just float around the house not doing much of nothing. Then I have a King Charles Cavalier, and she is a ball of energy. She always want to play. She always want to get into something. You can't eat anything around her because she think everybody's supposed to feed her. But they complete opposites. But if you see them, they always hip to hip. Like, they love each other.
Yeah, cool. Next thing would be, if you could do one thing outside of what you do professionally, what would you do, whether it's a career or something else?
If I wasn't to play basketball, I would have been in the military. So that was always what I thought I was gonna do before I got my offer to go to South Florida. But you know, it ain't happening.
If you could play another sport, what would it be professionally?
I ain't gonna lie, I really feel like I could do anything because I'm just an athlete and I'm a quick learner. So it really don't even matter. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I like it.
It
I like it. When it comes to on the court, what's your go-to move? What's one thing you always go to stick to that works well for you?
I mean, the mid-range for sure.
Okay.
Mid-range, 1-2 dribble pull-up, that's me.
Perfect. And this one's kind of open-ended. And this one might be kind of tough, but in 2024, the Minnesota Lynx will blank.
Be a problem. That ain't open-ended for me. We can go get to it. So you take that how you want to take it. We're going to be a problem, though.
I like it. I like it. Well, Courtney, I really appreciate you joining. I appreciate you taking some time. And once again, welcome to Minnesota. And we'll definitely be chatting this summer.
Thank you. I appreciate
you. All right. We'll talk soon.
All right, now.
Thank you once again to Courtney for joining the podcast this week. I always say it with any guest I have, but especially the personnel that we get from the Minnesota Lynx, whether it's Cheryl Reeve, any of the coaching staff, players, anybody from the organization in general. It's really great to talk to them, kind of sit down with them, pick their brain, and kind of, peel back the curtain. It's people don't get to see that side of or get to hear that side of players or coaches too often. So it's important to kind of see who they are as people and also get to see them from a different aspect of who they are outside of what we see just on the basketball court. So I really appreciate Courtney for joining. I'm really looking forward to what she will be able to do this season with the Minnesota Lynx. And I look forward to working with her this year, as well as the rest of the players and the rest of the organization, coaching staff, and everything in between. So thank you once again to Courtney for joining the podcast. I also want to give a shout out to Jeremy Rushing for producing this podcast every week. Jeremy has been a great partner since we started up Hitting the Hardwood, and I really appreciate everything that he's able to do and making sure these podcasts sound good and get to you in a timely fashion. So appreciate you, Jeremy, for everything that you do. I really have enjoyed working alongside of you as we've continued to produce this podcast. I also want to give a big shout out to our partners since day one. That is Better Edge and Homage. They've been, like I said, been here since day one. They were the first two to partner with us, and I really appreciate them sticking alongside of us throughout the entirety of this podcast, and I look forward to continuing to build that relationship moving forward. Let's start with our friends at Better Edge. I actually just saw recently they celebrated a 5-year milestone of bringing forth the idea of Better Edge, and here we are 5 years later, and it's one of my favorite betting platforms, and I hope it is for a lot of you as well. Better Edge is a very user-friendly betting app. Betting platform, and the best thing is they're Minneapolis owned, they're Minneapolis guys, and they're just great people, it's like I said, it's one of my favorite betting apps that I utilize, and it's very simple to use, very easy to use, and you can bet against other people, you can join pick'em leagues, you can join competitions, you can bet by yourself, you can bet on the WNBA, any other league you want. There's really endless possibilities with Better Edge. So go check them out, betteredge.com, BETTOR edge.com. If you're a first-time user, we want to help you out. Go to betteredge.com/links. Use the promo code LYNX, LYNX, and you get a free $20 in free play to start when you make a deposit. So please go check them out. And if nothing else, come take my money throughout the year, throughout the WNBA season, and so on. The second one is Homage. Homage has a lot of great vintage clothing gear. Not only WNBA, they do have great WNBA logo gear. I really like my Lynx t-shirt and hoodie that I have, as well as the WNBA charcoal t-shirt that I have. They have a lot of vintage gear, as I mentioned. They have a lot of throwback WNBA stuff. And it branches beyond that. They have any other league you can think of. They regularly have promos, specials, and a lot of great stuff. And it's not costly materials either, and it's quality stuff. So go check them out, Homage, HOMAGE.com. While we're on the merchandise train, let's plug Hitting the Hardwood store. If you go check out our social media, check out our website, you can find our Hitting the Hardwood store, and that's where you can get anything from phone cases to any clothing items you want, from t-shirts to sweatshirts to pants to, you can get anything from, mugs to magnets to stickers. Pint glasses, anything that you want, we have at Hitting the Hardwood. And if you want to make a custom order, you can do that too. If you want a different color, we can custom make just about anything for you. So go check that out at Hitting the Hardwood. You can find that, or the Hitting the Hardwood store, excuse me. You can find that, as I mentioned, on our social media. You can check out our website, and you can find a lot of that stuff there. I appreciate anything that you can do to support Hitting the Hardwood. To feed off of that, I want to also mention our Patreon page. patreon.com/hittingthehardwood. That's where you'll get a lot of exclusive content that I don't share anywhere else. You'll get a lot of up-to-date news. I share everything that is breaking around the WNBA, around the links, any news that pops up. And I also send out weekly newsletters. If you're a Patreon member, you'll get those regularly. You'll get more exclusive content. You get bonus content that no one else gets except for our Patreon members or our patrons. So please go check that out. Give it a try. 7-day free trial. If you like it, please consider contributing to a membership and supporting this podcast to ensure the longevity of this podcast and that we can keep bringing this to you every week. So with that said, I really appreciate you all tuning into another episode of Hitting the Hardwood. As the season gets closer, I'll provide an update on what we're going to do scheduling-wise throughout the regular season. We will pick this back up, or we'll continue to obviously do this podcast, but I will provide an update on the scheduling and when you can expect this podcast and new episodes throughout the WNBA season and beyond. So I appreciate you tuning in. We will be back again with another guest here shortly, and I will talk to you soon. Have a great week. Thank you.